9:35, and I promise this time I'm going to do my best to stop coughing quite so much. But thought I would go through my Google Reader RSS feeds. Found some interesting things today. There's an article on KurzweilAI.net that's Accelerating Intelligence News, the website. It's fantastic. The title of the article is Shields Down. Earth's magnetic field may drop in a flash. It says, even if we knew precise details of Earth's core, we would not be able to predict a catastrophic flip in the polarity of its magnetic field more than a decade or two ahead. Our planet's magnetic field has reversed polarity from time to time throughout its history. Some models suggest that a flip would be completed in a year or two, but if, as others predict, it lasted decades or longer, we would be left exposed to space radiation. This could short-circuit satellites, pose a risk to aircraft passengers, and play havoc with electrical equipment on the ground. In orthodox science, it's been believed that while shifts in the polarity of the Earth's magnetic field are relatively common, they take very large amounts of time to actually happen. What this seems to be suggesting is, based on some newer information, it's possible it could happen within a couple of decades. Not to say that it's imminent, but it's possible that it can happen far, far more rapidly. And that would be quite significant. So that's at KurzweilAI.net. There is an article at Accelerating Future by Michael Anisimov about Google and their research into strong AI. And, well, I've clicked on the link. It's actually taking me to a separate site that's a YouTube video. I'll post that on my blog, but that sounds interesting. What is Google working on exactly? That would be interesting to know. Again, I'm really impressed with some of the changes going on in Second Life. In Second Life now, the viewer, it's possible to essentially drop a website onto any object in the virtual world. You can have a web browser just sticking to a wall, sticking to a box, sticking to anything you'd like, apparently. And what's really extraordinary about it is, from a graphic that they have at the blogs at secondlife.com, apparently you can simply drag your web browser into the Second Life viewer and it will attach that browser and therefore attach internet connectivity to the object inside Second Life. That is absolutely fascinating. Here's an article also on KurzweilAI.net about gesture tech to let you interact with images projected from your phone. Take a look here. The article written by Sierra Byrne of VentureBeat says, late last year, LG launched a phone with an optional projector attachment that lets you project images from the phone to a larger surface. Now Canadian company Gesture Tech says it will go one better. It promises to project images from your phone that you can actually interact with. So that is quite an evolution of multi-touch technology. Also at Accelerating Future, again, this is Michael Anisimov. The web page is loading. Title of the article is Don't Fear the Singularity, but Be Careful, Friendly AI Design. This sounds like shades of Isaac Asimov and the rules for robot intelligence, in this case, artificial intelligence. Several people have pointed out, he writes, that the talk title, which, again, Don't Fear the Singularity, but Be Careful, Friendly AI Design, is the title of the article, seems odd because I am all about getting people to fear the singularity, or fear a negative singularity where humanity gets steamrolled by indifferent superintelligence. My idea here, he writes, was that we don't have to fear the singularity if we're careful. I often get the impression that people's minds just shut down when considering the prospect of an AI singularity, even if they don't object to the plausibility of human-level AI in principle, just because they see it as an extremely alien in comparison to a human-sparked singularity. It's an accelerating future. Drag websites, yes, another article about Second Life. Drag websites to show shared media in seconds. Fascinating. And really, that's it. I don't have as many saves for today. I've got a very, very busy weekend ahead of me. But so far, I am a bit numb in the brain. I haven't really accomplished very much tonight. Apart from watching a little bit of Enterprise, organizing my computer a little bit, and I have started a new blog. That's where I'll be posting this, actually. So if you're catching this through Twitter or through Audioboo, my new blog is it's C Butler Log, one word, cbutlerlog.blogspot.com. And I'll probably get a separate website to direct to that. That's a bit of a mouthful. And it's just my personal log. I have my artwork blog, which is Isobond's Journal. And I've been keeping up with that for quite a long time, posting artwork, sketches, whatever I can post. But I decided that I wanted a personal log, sort of a personal journal that I could keep online where I could post things like this Audioboo, links, things that are going on with me in general that didn't necessarily have to be art related. I do try to keep the other blog mostly art, and I've broken away from that quite a bit lately. So also I'll try to get a little bit more interesting on my Audioboos. I know I'm a little deadpan at the moment, but hopefully that'll improve as I go along. It's been a stressful week, so I am ready for a weekend. Even busy though it will be, still bit of a break. Maybe I'll try to catch a movie.